Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bro, you manage a message board for BBN Man 69.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And try to offer $4 per month subscriptions. Settle down.
And James Strebel.
Oh, boy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm telling you,
is it one of those things where it's like 12 years old and he's like, we're not dating, but we're exclusive?
I don't, look, you guys are way jumping. You guys act like I cared this much. I mean, I just wanted to have a good time with the guy. You figured maybe
he'd be able to fire something out at you.
If it was me, you'd be lighting me up.
I wouldn't worry about your ability to close.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hour here, final hour of the show. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Hey, a big thank you to our friends at The Fitness Market. It is thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com. I know so many people took advantage as they helped out St. Joe's, which was this weekend, which was, I assume you always went to that?
Yes.
Being
a Catholic guy,
I mean,
yeah.
Not that you had to be Catholic. People just go there and drink and gamble.
And gamble. It's
and
get open
pies
forum.
And do a bunch of other. And
the
do a
cake
bunch
booth.
Of, yes, the cake booth and everything else. But the Fitness Market, they are family-owned now for more than 20 years in this area, whether it be electric bikes, whether it be treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, all of the home gym, the weights, and everything. Are you still using your dumbbells?
Yeah,
what
my kettlebells.
The kettlebells?
Yeah, kettlebells. The dumbbells, you can't do the same
full body workouts
right, the way you can do with kettlebells.
Well, look at
you.
Yeah, still doing good.
Yeah.
The two locations, one off Westport Road, one 2521 Plantside Drive. Again, find them online, thefitnessmarket.com. Find them on Facebook, type in Fitness Market. Whenever they get a new shipment of items, they always put it up there. And they have everything you may need. They'll work with you, any price range, whether it be new, used, if just inventory out the you-know-what. So that's who we trust around here. Diener, Luke Hancock, Crumb's Revenge,
me.
I mean, look at it.
Yeah,
we're doing good.
The whole station's on the plan of getting healthy.
Who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody. Who's got a piece of equipment that we don't know? What am I doing here?
Yeah, Diener.
I got Diener. Me.
Rummage.
Forgot about Rummage.
Ennis and his rowing machine.
Rummage is always at Pigeon Forge.
I saw that today.
Like
he loves that place.
Well, Tennessee is the most beautiful state in the country.
That's what he says. That's what Rummage said.
Rummage needs to mix it up a little bit.
I mean, he just...
It's a little much. Or is it? I don't know.
He was 2 weeks in Florida. Now he's in Pigeon Forge.
I want Rummage's life, I
think. He and Easy are having a competition. Who has the most vacation?
I mean, he's in the pool right now.
He's in the pool right now?
Right now, yeah.
Is he still in Destin?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Look at him.
If Rummage has got a great setup down there, then, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's. What do you think? He's living in a trash can? No, he's probably. In
no,
like
I'm just
what?
Saying. Like you say, mix it up. I'm totally for like people going to the same spot during vacation. If you got like a
right.
you got like a good setup there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like me and the wife have been twice to a resort in Mexico. So do you go back a third time or do you mix it up? That's the question.
The problem is you take a chance and you go
exactly.
to a new place and
exactly.
it stinks. Like you know what you're going to get
exactly
at this and you
yeah.
like it.
That's
and
what Rummage is doing.
Well, good for him. I have nothing against.
He's probably sad as well because Louisville lost a recruit over the week. Weekend.
The big recruit, their biggest recruit, Max, number one recruit in the class. And what I keep telling you, Cardinal fans, that class is going to plummet.
Chris Max so lucky. No one's evaluating him.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter what he does.
No.
Does not matter what he does.
He's going to get that pass. And
does
I can't really disagree with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can. Well, I disagree
well,
with it.
I can't to an extent where I'm saying top 35 guy, he can't go to Kentucky now. He can't. What if he goes to Kentucky? What's the pivot there?
He'll end up one of the top kids in the country. He'll end up top 20 kid.
He will.
By the way, this just coming down, I'm seeing it. Grant Hill has been, in fact, I'm going to read you this. Grant Hill has been appointed the chair of the IARP, or the on the Oversight Committee.
Really?
Yeah, the five-person group that oversees the IARP process. Yeah, yeah.
Grant you Hill.
Like Grant Hill.
Wow.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that, actually.
I don't like it. To hell with Grant Hill. What do I do? I don't suck up to Grant Hill.
Well, I don't like him either, but I... Yeah. Well, now that I think about it, I don't know what my opinion is on this.
Yeah, because, there you go. There
yeah,
it
now,
is.
Because the optics originally are like, oh, well, yeah, Grant Hill, he seems like he's a pretty smart guy, former NBA college player. Yeah, then I'm like, what the hell does Grant know about any of this? I mean, what are his credentials? He's been on...
You need credentials? Just show up.
You would hope so for something that serious.
Just show up. All right, so obviously the news of today has been... the word of college football. Mitch, I guess in the bonus hour, what are we going to have? Robbie Bell and what, Pat Forty, at least?
I mean, I know.
Nick didn't cut anything, so we just, I mean, no, he we cut, need to add a, he
cut,
he?
Yeah, he cut Bob talking about the player unity, the we are united. I totally forgot. I was like, yeah, cut something in 10 minutes from Locke and 10 minutes from Bob. And I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, you forgot the Locke was gone. Like,
he's gone.
Of course, Locke wanted a mic so bad today, didn't he?
He was tweeting up a storm.
Didn't he was tweeting up a storm? The most he's tweeted man. How many months?
How many years?
How many this months
is,
and
this
years?
This is going to be like the 1 week. Like, if we get, like, SAR news this week, too, this is going to be like...
it's going to be hell on earth, right?
It's going to be like the one... He's like, damn it, I should have just delayed my decision a week.
Yeah, yep.
I missed the college football being canceled. I missed the SAR decision. I missed Bryce Hopkins decommitting from Louisville. I missed Satterfield just going on a rant and laying the hammer down. Locke missed all of it, and he's stuck. He's going to be reading about like a veterinarian hospital or puppies or weather or something. That's what he can't have an opinion about anything.
Texas says, I would rather go to church and sit next to Calipari than go to Pigeon Forge. Texas says, Grant Hill isn't going to be nice to cheaters. Texas says, Duke's not going to have a bleeping thing happen to him. Yeah, when has that ever happened anyway? It's like you have a long list of the times that Duke's got in trouble
with the
NCAA. They never do.
Well, the Duke wins again. Yeah,
of course
they do.
Of course they win.
I mean,
that's
the oldest take in the book.
So I don't know, and I always struggle here in the 5 o'clock hour. We had Pat Forty in the 4, and we opened up yelling and screaming, or at least I did, about the news of today. I guess I'll just go through, and not yelling and screaming, but the main thing that I said today, and it's a take on ESPN 680, 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. I need to do a better job today. I just, for me, the biggest problem, and listen, I'm angry, and I have been angry, and this show has helped get some of my anger out, and maybe right now as we sit here at 5:06, not quite as angry if you were listening 2 hours ago at 3:06, okay? And well, the podcast up and everything else. I'm mad like everybody else that the football season is looking. By the way, would you get the cord so we can plug the unit in?
Sure, I got it right here.
I'm just, by the way, you like my office? I have a nice little studio set up. It's coming along here.
It's coming along pretty nice. You got a nice computer system going on.
You like that?
Here.
You like what I got going on?
Yeah, you got this, whatever this contraption is here that holds your papers up.
You like that?
I like that.
COVID hits again.
Very official is what this looks like, yes.
I'm mad, and I have been mad over the last month or so about the fact that it got left in the hands of sports commissioners and Mark Emmert and a bunch of dopes that we inherently don't trust, that we should not trust, that we do not believe in. And then as far as they go, they never say anything. So we never know when there is no transparency. It's really difficult to believe in any entity. Right now, I'm frustrated that Kentucky's been so silent through all of this.
Me too.
I think it is a mistake. If the SEC makes that decision, Kentucky needs to be on the forefront of talking. They need to publicly say something, and I don't mean in a in a three-sentence Eric Lindsay release
tweet
on a Tuesday. Okay,
yeah.
Yes, I don't mean a 140-character tweet. But I've just been mad in general, at everybody, just the way this has been handled. And I think some people have done a good job, and I think there is a lot of validity and there is some science behind playing football. But when you don't do the things that are needed to do in the public relations realm, when you don't do the things, quite frankly, to cut down the dangerousness of the virus itself, to hell with PR, I sit here and I say, from the very top to the president, to people that have made individual decisions that have been bad decisions, that all of that, all of those items have added up, and some people deserve, and some entities deserve more criticism than others. But let's be honest, the way that we have not been able to show that we can beat this, okay? We had a prove it for the back part of March and April and May and June and July and maybe a week in August. I mean, guys, we had 5 months or so to prove it to these dopes who are decision makers. And we didn't do it. And we did not do it collectively. You can say, well, I did. Well, you did. But you know what? It's guilty by association. And there's a lot of that, that the dropping of the ball, the lack of leadership does not start and stop with Mark Emmert and John Swofford. It does not. They are a symptom of the disease. They are the thing is college football and sports in general and the NCAA tournament. These are the things we love. You can take away, for me, schools being backed up today. That's not, personally, that's not a big deal. But if I'm a parent, I'm pissed off. To different people, it matters. There's a bunch of people that don't care, right, about sports. And I understand that. Ruby, get away from the cat turds.
There
Let's go.
There she is, yeah.
There she is.
Okay, hanging her head in shame. And
you got caught. Out you go. But right, and so it's like the dropping of the ball, the incompetency. Occasionally, it can rear its ugly head and it can bite you in the butt. And that, to a certain extent, is what has happened here. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know people don't like hearing that, but I treat politicians the way I treat coaches, the way we treat ADs. That's the way that I view it, okay? And if you don't like that, that's fine. So that's one thing we talked about. The baseline of my anger, the baseline of my frustration here on the Take on ESPN 680 1057 is the fact that, and I screamed about this about a month ago or so.
You did.
And it's only got worse. And to me, that is glaring that you have now left it in the sports commissioner's hands who are at public universities, who have tens of thousands of students. Now, I say that it is an absolute money grab, and we talked with Pat Forty about this. You'll hear it in the bonus hour. It is an absolute money grab. It's just a different money grab.
Yeah.
Instead of playing sports for the money, instead of that being a money grab that we are good with, okay? They're playing it as, well, we can allow 40,000 students, 20,000 students, 30,000 students back to a small college town, okay? Mm-hmm. Kids from all over the country, kids from all over the world who you don't have any idea.
Where they've been.
Where they've been.
Who they've been with.
Now, Kentucky, UK is doing the thing. I love how UK is doing the COVID test before they get on campus, and they didn't do that to the football players, and they learned their lesson. They're wrong. Kentucky's admitted with their actions that they're wrong, but not every campus can do that. Not every campus can afford it. Well, they probably could. That's a whole different story.
Well, yeah.
And so it's the fact that we're willing to do all these things. Let's back up school, but let's have hot rod nationals, right? It's the let's put 40,000 kids in Knoxville or in Lexington or in Tuscaloosa, but let's not play some football.
Right.
And in the inconsistency is also what you get into when you make decision makers who are not transparent. And I think that's the biggest problem is there is a chance, and we talked with 40 about this, I'm not as strong on this as he is. Mm-hmm. But there's a chance the decisions being made are the right decisions. The problem is the leaders you cannot trust. And on top of it, they're not transparent. You may not like Bashir. That's fine. But he's standing up there doing a press conference answering questions.
Yeah.
He may not answer your question. You may not like what he's doing. But at least he's up there. We don't get any of that. We don't get any of that from anybody. Anybody locally. If U of L didn't put on Zoom teleconferences, there would be no quotes from anyone local.
No
Indiana
news.
Hasn't said a damn thing. Kentucky hasn't said a damn thing right now. It's like, we don't know what they're even thinking. We don't know what the SEC's thinking. We knew 3 weeks ago Greg Sankey. And listen, this might be, we said it with Pat Forty, this might be leadership, and we might be the little children. that are whining and kicking and screaming and doing everything else. That might be the case. I'm leaving that open as an avenue. That might be the case. They could be right.
Right.
They could be doing the thing that's the difficult decision. Ultimately, Strebel, it ends up being the right decision. I have no idea. I also understand the frustration of Satterfield and others that are saying, we're not even trying out the plan. Like, I get pieces and parts of all of this. I'm just angry that there's no transparency locally. I'm angry that the decision makers are giving us nothing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we can't trust you like this. This is not the way that it works, okay? Especially when it gets to people's feel good. And that ultimately is what college football is all about. The level of... and I'm just reviewing what we talked about earlier, the level of hypocrisy from the people that are now willing to listen to the students, athletes, is so rich.
Now it's cool.
Yeah, now it's the thing to do. If I cared that much, I would vomit. Honestly, it's vomit worthy.
Right.
That's the best phrase to say. It's vomit worthy. And of course, I understand the PR move of the students and the PR move of the coaches and a couple ADs because they know which way this is going. They
right.
wanted to be on the record that they disagree with it.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I think U of L, I'm not sure what Kentucky will do.
I don't, man.
U of L wants to play. I know that.
Yeah.
U of L is ready to play. I believe U of L, if the vote comes out, will vote to play. UK, I don't know the answer to that. I really don't know the answer to that. They already voted not to play Louisville.
Right.
So that just makes me wonder. And as far as playing in the spring, I mean, the only positive thing would be Clemson's team doesn't play in the spring and Louisville can win the ACC.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, if you believe it, but I don't know who from U of L, obviously. And I'm kidding. There's a lot of me that's kidding there. But it's a faulty opinion to even have that we're going to play in the spring and sell that down the road, that there's going to be football the way you sold it in March. You think people are now going to start are going to start doing the things necessary? Get out of here.
Right.
It's not the case. And so it is frustrating. It is frustrating that we went through the tease of last week. It is frustrating that a lot of the rumors about the Big Ten and the MAC ended up, we talked to Pat Forty about that, being true. And obviously all of it is frustrating what happened between what Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, talking about a damn schedule,
yeah.
And now talking about having no season. But again, I don't know if they just did that to have fun. I don't know because they're not transparent. They don't talk. They just want us to believe. And obviously that does not happen as it goes to the Power Five or Mark Emmert. And the NCAA, Mark Emmert making nearly $11,000 today.
Yep.
And the president of the United States has tweeted multiple times, and Mark Emmert has said nothing, which is not shocking. But I tell you, the hubris of people, listen to the players, it's almost so much where I'm like, yo, Clay Travis, you can look in the mirror, man.
Dude.
Like, how?
How dare you? Like, how dare you?
But, there it is. Those are our thoughts. Go ahead, Strebel.
No, I mean, to me, it's something that Pat Forty pushed back on that Satterfield mentioned that I'm kind of rethinking through my head is like stopping it and quitting is the easy thing to do, which you think about the logistics of pulling the plug in college football season and then having to go back and then figure out what to do with all these student athletes, where to go. Like seniors, are they going to petition to have another season? Are they going to be able to do that? Will there be litigation? Will they be college athletes file suit against the NCAA or the conference if they're not allowed to play, saying, look, I want to play, you're taking away my right to play? I mean, there's a lot of things that can still play out if they, in fact, pull the plug on college football. Look, and people are like, well, they pulled the plug on spring sports and college baseball and everything. Look, this ain't the same thing here. This is a completely different scenario. What's going to happen, the fallout from it, if they do? I don't think that fight's still going to be over, even if the Big Ten and the rest of the conferences come out and end up canceling. What are the ramifications if they do cancel? What's going to happen from then? Are the players going to react? How are they going to react? How are the coaches going to react? Because I don't think that fight is going to be over with just, well, we're done and we're not going to do it. I think it's going to pick up even more if it is canceled. I think you'll see a lot of movement after that.
Mitch, you tweeted us the thing that I've seen. Like four people have sent this to me, but I love how you sent it on a grainy what? Picture. I love how you sent it. Pat Forty reporting, who we just had on last hour, ACC ADs met today and are moving forward in an attempt to play in the words of one staffer, league presidents could be meeting today as well.
Okay, so I would imagine if the ACC moves forward with it, that'll probably swing the SEC to move forward. And then I think Big
Will
Big,
it?
I think so, yeah. I think the Will SEC's going to play. Unless everybody okay. else quits, if one, it's going to take one. See, like people say, it will take one conference to quit for the rest of them to quit. I think it'll take one conference to say, you know what, we're playing to get other conferences. I think the SEC and the ACC are on the side of
right.
playing.
They're
and the
together.
Big 12 is in the middle.
I think the Big 12 will be told. We'll swing to play. The thing I would say is, you know what I find funny about all this is. I wonder, like, I am cheering for there to be football and to have some of the big guys not play. There's
right.
something that would be a little bit funny, but I like Ohio State, Ryan Day, and Justin Fields. Like, right,
oh, me
like,
too.
I don't hate them.
I don't
give
either.
A damn about anyone else in the SEC. But, I'm fine. Like, I want to see Ohio State in my college football playoff picture.
Exactly.
Right?
I like watching Justin Fields play. He's fun to watch.
And these conferences are so tied together, it's hard to get them to break away from the norm. It's why Kentucky just decided to put their head down and agree to do the 10-game schedule.
The 10-game schedule,
right. And just do a conference schedule and not play the ACC teams, right?
Right.
It's because we have to act like, in the very end, that we're all in this together, and the SEC has made that to be very popular. Again, I'm not sold that the ACC will ultimately end up playing. I agree with what Pat said earlier. Listen, if you get these smaller conferences and some random teams, and then you get the Pac-12, and you get the Big Ten, and you get, like, the Big 12 saying, hey, we're not going to play, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Well, and you can say, what are the optics? I don't know. I would be cheering for it to still happen.
Sure.
Do not get me wrong. But this is now what it's going to turn into. And it reminds me a lot of conference realignment. It reminds me a lot right now
really
of conference
feels like
realignment.
It doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where conferences are just fighting back and forth, and you don't know who's doing what, and it's just the Wild West. And again, the NCAA has no control over anything these college football schools are doing. Like, they have nothing. They can't do a damn thing. They can sit and say, well, we're going to control the NCAA tournament. Okay, good for you. That's the only reason they exist.
They can control punishing institutions.
Yes, those are the
two things. On the basketball side,
yeah.
right? In the cross country.
Yeah.
That's all they can do.
All they can do. They're a joke.
Mitch, I'm seeing on your Twitter here that you have Pat 40's tweet, but it's liked by Katie George. Does that mean you're following Katie George on
Twitter? No, that's the station account. I just took a picture of, yeah, that's how I'm following Twitter right now.
Okay,
well,
there we
go. And going off Strebel's point, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN put this out about 10 minutes ago. He said he got a text from a college administrator. The SEC wants at least two Power 5 and one Group of 5 conference to play this season.
Of course they would want the Group of 5.
Yeah,
you got to
get those easy wins.
You got to get that Group of 5 game in. If Stoops doesn't play Eastern Michigan, he's out.
Well, they're conference only.
Yeah, but then why would they want it? Like, what does it matter?
I'm confused about
why do they
that.
Care if UCF plays? What do they care?
Or Memphis.
Why does Kentucky care if the AAC
so these schedules mean nothing that they put out a week ago?
Nothing means anything.
Yeah, we don't.
Nothing means anything.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Nothing means. I tell you, the NFL's like, let's go.
The NFL's.
They're like, don't,
we'll play Friday, like, Saturday,
no,
Sunday.
We'll put that doubleheader on.
Oh, hell yeah, they
yeah,
will.
We'll go 2 and 7 o'clock.
It'll be like wild card weekend every week. It'll
we'll
be
go,
great.
Yeah, it's exactly what
yeah.
it would be. They're like, all right, big boys, let's go and let's see how things work
Saturday,
out.
Saturday, game at 4:30. Saturday, game at 8 p.m. Boom. There you go. That's what they're going to do, and God bless them.
Our guy Joe Judge is starting to look a little fat, Mitch. The Giants head coach, I know him. He's starting to look fat.
I mean, are we
he's
all?
Up in there, he's up in there in East Rutherford just eating
sandwiches.
Yeah, just eating sandwiches and watching
pizza.
Film of crappy players.
Are we all getting a little bit fat during?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for Strebel.
Except for me.
But Strebel cheated.
Opposite
That's,
direction.
That's what the text line
I did.
Says.
I cheated.
He
I
says
cheated.
He cheated.
Spent a lot of money to cheat.
Texter says ACC going to proceed with the season. SEC's playing no matter what. Yeah, I'm not sure that's the case.
But we don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
Crap changes in minutes around here. I mean, that's what it's.
Crap changes. It's Look at you
minute,
editing yourself.
I mean, this is Swofford's last hurrah. So what if he's just like, yeah, we'll play this season, and then he retires
at
the end of the year.
Him,
yeah.
He's like, get the hell out of here. Yeah, kind of like.
So you can't crush me now.
Kind of like Indiana's AD. Here, let's give this big deal to Archie Miller. Peace out. See ya.
Well, he was there for a couple years that deal.
But now he doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
Mitch, are you reaching out to IU to get Scott Dolson on? I know that's on your list.
I'm going to try.
It's a funny sentence to say.
They told me to reach out at the end of the summer. It's the end of the summer, so we'll see.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, me either.
He might be kind of busy right now. I don't know.
Doing what? There's no football season.
He's busy canceling everything, voting to cancel things.
What's he doing? He's not doing anything.
He raises his hand and saying nay.
Yeah, what's he doing? Yeah. He's not doing anything.
Yay or nay on the season? Nay. That's what he's doing.
Mitch, we haven't played any sound. What's funny? Today's been, it hasn't been a lighthearted show.
It's been an interesting show. I think it's been an action-packed show. I wouldn't call it fun, but it's been interesting.
I'm not gonna, okay.
Yeah, we've had our ups. We've had our ups here. We've had some funny moments.
I'm not going to lie. I struggled today. Maben was very serious today. It was a very serious, show. So
yeah,
I couldn't.
You don't have Locke lying and calling out Cal. Listen, we've lost the fastball.
We have.
You know what's going on here. We're stunned. We don't know what to do right now. We're flummoxed.
You're going to play 45 minutes of Blankenbaker screaming about
I mean, Blankenbaker's got to get it going.
He does.
I mean, we can play Curran sucking up the lock. We can play Diener.
The Curran sucking up the lock.
I listened to that yesterday.
Can I hear Curran thinking that U of L still plays Clemson?
Of course.
I actually want to hear that one. Go ahead and play that one. Come on,
I mean,
Curran.
U of L does have to play Clemson, so they have to play the big boy of the ACC.
Singular versus plural. Yeah, is that what you were trying to say? That okay.
I mean,
Phil didn't even correct him. What's going on there, Phil?
Oh, Phil should have busted in there. Like, actually, he waited for the text line to correct Nick.
Yeah, the text line was me.
Oh, you were the text line correcting.
He waited on me to correct him.
Yes. And then they thought my tweet or my text to the text line was serious when I said,
"Yeah, why were you listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover?
What was going on? Okay, so Kellen spent the night at his buddy's house on Saturday night. So
they wear a mask?
Yeah, no. He went and got an ice cream sundae is what he did. So I was driving over to Louisville to pick up Kellen from his buddy's house. So I listened to the
All
Sunday
the
morning.
Way over to Louisville. Wow.
Yeah, I decided to listen
Not
to
a friend in New Albany?
He's got friends in New Albany. Okay. But it's his buddy from school, Lincoln. And so he spent the night over there, and I was driving over to pick him up in the morning. And by golly, I said, I'm going to listen to the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Diener, I think, missed your rant, but now you can't recreate it.
I can't.
He was watching the Beshear press conference, which, Diener, you got to stop doing this to yourself. That's a whole different discussion. Diener says he opened the bars and closed the schools. You can't. Yeah, but we can't muster angry Strebel. Your heartbeat was like 90 beats per minute when you were screaming about this.
The graph was just zooming up.
Your iWatch was alerting you.
It was saying Strebel, breathe. The breathe thing popped up, and then my ring notification popped up like it was working out or something. I wasn't working out. I was just getting mad because, just like Diener said, we can open the bars and put the restaurants back at 50%, but don't go to school. Nobody can go to school. Don't let your kids go to school. Parents, figure it out. Parents, figure it out. You got to work full time? Figure it out. You've been, having to do this since March? It's okay. Figure it out. Child care? We're not going to have that either. Just quit your job and stay home. Go on unemployment. All this unemployment money, we're just throwing around.
18 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's running out.
I'll be 50 years old by the time people's unemployment shows up.
Yeah, I mean, just again, leadership that just stinks. Leadership that's inconsistent and has no clue and just going by whatever they feel like that day.
Open the bars. He must have been pressed to do that.
I hope he gets pressed.
There had to be some sort of pressure to open the bars.
I don't know, but when's he cared
about
pressure?
Back to 50%. Well, that's a good point.
When's he cared about political pressure on anybody?
Patty Ice is jealous of J-Bone. Let's hear that sound here on the take.
Jared's my guy. He's down there. He's the king of Nashville.
He is the king of Nashville.
He is, man. I'm so jealous of that man because, like, I love everything about Nashville, and he's just sulking up in everything that is Nashville.
I take exception.
What are you doing, Pat? This is why this guy has a big ego.
J.D. Shelburne's the king of Nashville in my book.
What? What do you mean, what?
I thought he was a Kentucky guy.
He's a country music guy.
Where do you think he lives? He lives in Nashville.
Diener said that he said that closing the bars was leading to house parties. Like, does he have someone dial in that knows where the house parties are? Because if so, I need Bashir to let me know.
Where's his proof?
I wouldn't mind going to a house party. I love house parties.
He's acting like everybody in Kentucky is just throwing these massive barbecues in their backyard and having these gigantic house parties.
But
like,
how would he know? Yeah, but how would he know?
He doesn't know. He's just making stuff up right now. The clothes bars are leading to house parties. Okay, you going to him, big boy? You showed up at the house party. You can't be doing that. How's he know?
But he's only opening bars to 50%, so he's like he's trying to be half pregnant. Look at you giving political taste. We've talked like nothing about agreeing or disagreeing with Andy Bashir. Not on this show since March. We haven't
neutral.
Cared.
I've been neutral. I've been
but
like,
this
you
affects
know what?
You. You
this
haven't
affects
cared.
Me personally.
Because we've been over in Southern Indiana yes. laughing at the fiefdom.
I mean, yes. Why? Right? And now it affects me because I work over there.
I mean, my mom's a teacher too, Stree. Well, if she's getting paid the same, like she doesn't really care if they're in class or you know, online.
It's a great point. Are you being paid the same? It's a
for now.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little different situation when you're working at a private school that depends on tuition from parents that say, "Oh, by the way, I don't feel like paying tuition to not send my kid to a computer screen every day." Than it is public right. school where they don't have to pay anything and they get a free iPad. Completely different situation.
Well, they get a Google Chrome.
Yeah. But it's still free.
That's another.
Get the Google Chrome.
Settle down.
That's another thing too. Like if fall sports get canceled, football season get canceled, none of this matter. Does Tyre reinstate the soccer players he kicked off the team?
I swear to you, I thought that. That's thank you for bringing
that
up. That
question,
is on
Mitch.
My sheet of lies. Absolutely.
It's a really good
those
question.
Poor SOBs.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad for him.
I do feel
bad
for
him. I don't
him.
Care about the soccer team at all.
I, but at the same time, you're kind of like, damn, if you get booted off and your season gets canceled, do you get your scholarship back?
Well, the biggest loser is Rondell Moore. All he had to do was wait 4 or 5 days, and people wouldn't have called him a quitter.
And
he could have just taken it right. and not played because of the Big Ten.
Right. Like, hey, guys, they're telling me not to play. I don't
yeah,
have any
it's
decisions.
It's the Big Ten that's cowardly.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we go to break, Diener on teenagers. I don't know if I heard this live. Go ahead, Mitch.
All you got to do is run into a teenager, and they can just put it around the back of their head and play things.
Don't do it when the teenagers are around.
Yeah, anyway.
You want to know what they're talking about?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero.
Really?
I knew a guy who like was a wizard at all video games, but especially Guitar Hero. And,
really?
And like, would just sit there.
I know guys well.
And just have a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and would just play Guitar Hero. I think that's a small town thing.
I really do.
When
my wife and I were dating in college, she had a Nintendo Wii, like when it first came out, and had Guitar Hero, and that's all everybody wanted to do. People would just show up at their house. A group of college girls lived in this house, and bro dudes just show up like, hey,
oh
we
boy.
Can play Guitar
oh boy.
Hero.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had bro dudes showing up at your wife's house?
Well, in college, yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, she's in college. We were dating at the time. It wasn't just
you
like,
were nervous about that, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You get a little nervous. There's an Australian guy once that I wanted to beat up.
Ooh.
He's hitting on
do
my
tell.
Wife. Okay,
do tell.
So my wife's roommate.
Oh, the accent. Sexy accent.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She did a little study abroad in Australia. And so she came back and she had a friend that she met over there named Warwick.
Oh, yeah. You can't trust this.
Yeah. So dating my wife, and she's like, you know what? We're all going to go out to 4th Street Live this weekend and show Warwick the Australian a good time. I said, sure, I'll show up. He kept.
By the way, was there looting? Sorry, was there looting at 4th Street Live?
I don't know if there's looting. Apparently, there was some vandalism, but I don't know about looting. I don't know. I haven't heard of looting.
Okay.
So we're at 4th Street Live, and the guy's like really talking to my wife.
Were you at Sully's? That, were you at Sully's?
No, we were at Sports Social Club at the time. We did start off doing a little bowling, and he keeps talking to my wife, and like he knows that we're together. And I would interject the conversation, and he'd call me, instead of calling me James, he kept calling me Jamie. He's like, hey, Jamie, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, that's not my name. My name's James, you know, ha, ha, ha.
Oh,
and he kept doing it. And finally, I was like, you call me Jamie one more time, I'm going to knock you out.
Nice.
And he looked at me, and I was like, I'm serious. You call me Jamie one more time, I'm going to knock you out. He didn't call Jamie the rest of the night.
Wow, was he a big guy, a small guy?
He was tall. He's about my height, but he didn't have my girth.
Right. Who does? Bulk. Yeah, no one has that bulk.
So
yeah, look at that.
He was trying to make a little power play
on me. I like Angry Streeble. Yeah, we rarely see it.
It doesn't happen often, but he's trying to make a power play against me to try to get to my girlfriend, and I wasn't having it.
What was she doing? Was she?
She was very uncomfortable with his overtures.
Really?
And she was kind of looking. She's giving me this.
What was it? Was she?
She's giving me the look like, hey, man, like this is getting weird. She kept giving me the side eye. And it was even worse because he was there supposedly visiting her roommate and was giving my wife all the attention.
Well, I think he may be one of both of them.
It's a possibility.
He's got that accent.
He does.
He's a tall Aussie who has an accent in America.
Yes.
This guy's probably used to getting wherever the hell he wants.
Yeah, he's like, right? Here I am. Here I am, ladies.
Here I am. Make love to me. Yes. That's exactly what he
the
was.
The Australian lover.
All right. Who was the Australian Kentucky player?
Oh, Max Duffy. He's Australian.
Yeah, I was thinking basketball.
It was Isaac Humphries.
That's who it was.
Isaac Humphries.
That's who it was.
And Ty Winyard was New Zealand.
Chris Mack is about to have a recruit stolen by John Calipari. We can talk about that next. More sound, and we'll get you to 6 o'clock. Bonus hour next, 437-9680. It's a take on this Monday. It's ESPN 680. Alrighty, the hits literally keep coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. UFC 252 is no different with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And for this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. That's some great odds
there
to celebrate.
Go.
That's a good deal. You need to get in on this, by the way. Bet one to win 252. To celebrate this weekend's huge event, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win 252 when placing a bet on the big fight. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, so much more, plus basketball playoffs around the corner, soccer, baseball, bunch of nonsense. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering $10 in free bets to use on an in-game bet for every day of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, secure, it's reliable. It's right here in the U.S. You can deposit and withdraw those funds at your convenience. On an up-and-down weekend.
You had a little up and down weekend,
yeah,
a little soccer bets for men?
With the betting, a little soccer bets,
yeah.
Some baseball. I was able to save some money right when Murakami, what's his name, on the PGA,
when he
made a bet, he made a putt where it's like he's going to win.
Colin,
and I got my bet in right before he did, so I got some nice odds for him to win. Dustin Johnson was like three holes behind. He was like plus 350. I took him just because.
Just because.
The numbers were too good.
Yeah.
Download right now the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code WHBE. Those are the call letters here at 680. WHBE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them a chance to win $252 when placing just a $1 bet on this weekend's big fight by using the code WHBE. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
By the way, did you say 12 biddies or 12 kitties?
Biddies.
That's what I thought. Because Diener sent me 12 kitties, like, LOL. I'm like, that's not how I heard it.
And James Strebel.
Jack, how is this going to...
Well, the biddies have kitties, so...
There it is.
If you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that to us.
Thank you.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, our friends at Kroger would like to say thank you to all the loyal customers for shopping with them and also to the associates working hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, a reminder, Kroger guys, they continue to hire throughout the entire pandemic. Kroger, they're hiring right now. If you need work, apply today, jobs.kroger.com. I have some pre-roll going for ESPN. Let me go ahead and stop that. Thank you, Heather Dinich. Two things I want to get to. ESPN just put out a story that I do want to hit on about the coronavirus and college football and everything else. And obviously that has been the story today. I want to thank you, thank Pat Forty and Strebel and Mitch, but also Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated joining us. That conversation will be up now at some point here in the next hour on the bonus hour. We'll have the podcast up as well. We were talking about this during the break, and Forty alluded to this, but I do believe it's the case, it's probably the right thing to do. But I do believe, as the Mountain West has canceled their season, and they're going to consider the spring, and listen, it's nice to try to sell us spring football. Would we take it? Of course we would take it. But that doesn't say much. Of course we would take it. It doesn't mean, you know, it's like I don't want to drink a Labatt's. But I'll take it if I have to.
Labatt's.
It's gross.
Yeah, I saw a 12-pack of Labatt's this weekend. I was like, disgusting. They make that still?
Yeah. Oh, no, they do. And it's like I'll drink it if there's nothing left. And that's how I feel about spring football. I do not think it's going to happen. I would rather have a shortened season this year with, like, no bowl games except for the biggies than play some spring football. That's just me. And obviously, we're a college football town. But the SEC, through Pat Forty, I don't know if others are reporting this, have met today. The ADs want to move on and try to play football. That's not a shock. Of course, you know that Vince Tyree, for instance, is going to want to play football. That if you take the ADs and say, hey, do you want to try, that they're going to vote yes. Now, it's not going to be 14-0, and I don't know what Notre Dame does with that, but it's going to be that vote would win and you would move on and play some college football this fall. The question, obviously, is about the presidents. They're going to meet tonight. I would imagine we get information whether that is clarity or not. I would imagine the answer to that is no,
right.
If I had to bet. But there's going to be new data, as our old friend Lachlan McLean would say. By the way, do you see how much he changed his Facebook stuff, all spectrum?
Oh, dude. It was like the purge.
Dude, it was.
He just purged everything.
He purged me. He purged you.
Yes.
He purged everybody.
Spectrum.
Like, we get it, dude. No one likes. Dude, we get it.
You're
we
at Spectrum now. You're the newsman.
Yeah, we
understand.
We get it.
Yeah, I mean, he changed his avatar on Twitter to the stock photo of Lachlan McLean, Spectrum News, Weather's on the
Where he looks dead except they just have his eyes propped open.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Anyway, I do believe this is the case, and I'm not even blaming them for it. They're giving us hope, and I know earlier in the show we were like, well, why did you do the schedule stuff? Now we're smarter to the game of college football.
Yeah.
But the ACC, in this thought process that the ADs want to play, it is a smart PR move to pass the blame. It really is.
It is.
I mean, hey, we want to play the ADs here that are over athletics, who have been on the front lines with the testing, have been on the front lines with the student athletes and the coaches and the administrators and trainers and doctors and everybody else that we want to play. We feel comfortable if we're the ACC with our plan. And I appreciate that, but I also feel that it's public relations.
Right.
I also feel that it's, hey, we want to play, and then if we don't play, it's somebody else's fault.
We're not the bad guys.
Right, and that's the way to do it. If you're Vince Tyree,
sure. You
have to pass the blame. Again, I believe that U of L wants to play football. I believe, and I don't know, I do not know, but I'm not reporting? I do not know, obviously, but that would be my inclination. U of L and Vince Tyree have been on the forefront of, we want to play.
Since day one with this.
And they've been a lot more vocal than just about anyone, especially locally, but also nationally. So, like, we've heard from U of L through all of this way more, I would imagine, than the average public university AD has been heard from. And so I believe right now as it stands that U of L would be a yes. And again, it would be good optics. Like, last week, we knew that the Governor's Cup wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter really what Kentucky voted. But it was the optics of Kentucky's like, we are partners with the SEC. We are going to fall in line with the SEC, then do what was it, South Carolina or Mississippi State, who voted no?
I think it was one of them. It was one of those
It was one of them, okay?
Yeah.
They voted no. It's like, they didn't even want to do that.
No.
Okay? And that's what's happening here is, it's public relations, and it's probably the right thing to do. I'm not putting a lot of stock into the ADs of the ACC saying we want to play football. Mm-hmm. That's not shocking that if they voted today that the answer would be let's go play some football in the fall. That's not crazy. By the way, when does the fall actually start? Is it this month? It's coming up, isn't it? Like a week or two?
September? It's September. I believe it's like September 14th, 15th, somewhere around there. It's in the middle of September when fall officially hits.
Texas says now the lock's gone, 680's gone full outlock the coverage on Twitter. I don't think so. Texas says did lock quarantine after being in New Jersey over the weekend. We should call Spectrum.
Yeah, ask them if he's quarantining.
Texas says how happy is Mitch that there are Boot Barn commercials now?
I love it. I've been wanting to get a cowboy hat from Boot Barn for a while now. They're just so dang expensive.
Please, please, not you.
Mitch.
Just stop it.
What? A cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Where are you going to wear a cowboy hat?
Just please.
Out on the town.
Stop it.
You can't go on the town.
Listen, I had a buddy who at like 35 started being like cowboy stuff.
At 35?
Yeah, like well, at I'm like 24, 35. So. No, it's embarrassing.
That's
don't do
late
it.
To the game.
It
I
is.
Mean, you got to make that decision when you're like in college. Like, this, yeah. I'm going to be cowboy dude.
Speaking of cowboy dude, we never even got to Diener.
I know, but how'd the weekend go?
Diener and Stillman. It went good.
It went well, okay.
That's why we haven't gotten to. We're hoping for disaster, but
yeah,
it turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Diener and Stillman. You ruined the content.
So you guys had fun this weekend?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Great.
We wanted to talk about how big of a disaster it was. The boat didn't work. You couldn't find any place else after the lake. The AG hated it, wanted to go home immediately. That's what we wanted to hear.
Texas says, can you still recruit if the season never happens?
I don't know. I mean, what? How
do you want to be ugly?
How do you recruit?
Do you want to be mean and ugly? What do you want to do here? What's the kid's name? I'm blanking
Which
on
Which one?
His...
Bryce Hopkins.
He was a top, what, 30, 35 kid?
Top 35 kid.
There's no doubt about it. What, power forward? He was the jewel of the class for U of L. He leaves. Of course, Louisville fans pivot to, well, the NCAA because that is all they have. I do not believe that Chris Mack is going to recruit highly rated kids.
No.
I have been clear with that. And if you looked at Aiden Gahan and Samuel Williamson, why would you? I think the early returns are that for me, not that he cannot be successful. Those two are not always married. At times they are. With John Calipari, they are.
Yes.
But not, you know, with Duke, they are. But I don't believe that is the case. I believe Louisville can win games. Without that, I also believe you need difference makers.
Sure.
And it was seen that he would be one of those, that he would be a guy that maybe would be offered by the G League or something like that.
Right.
And so he's got another year. Let's say we play some high school basketball in AAU. He's in the 30s. Maybe he moves up. He gets that Kentucky offer. He definitely moves up. I mean, are you going to be mean and ugly to Rummage, or do you not have it in you today?
No. I mean, all I'll say is this. We have been, me specifically, I've been beating the drum saying this isn't going to last for a long time now, for months. I was like, look, enjoy it while it lasts. Things are going to happen.
What, Bryce Hopkins specifically?
No, just Louisville basketball recruiting in general. Like, they were all excited. Well, we're a top five class.
It hasn't been good.
It hasn't.
Because they've
been telling us it's been good,
though. I didn't want to. What I would say if I was hosting with Rummage would be you were gloating about all these guys.
Yeah.
So if one just leaves, you should still be happy about all these guys. And the reality is, when you lose the top 30 kid, you're not nearly as excited about the kid who's 150.
Then Van Hagen and Wisnitzer and all those guys all of a sudden aren't as cool, or L. Ellis or any of the other guys that are on that commitment page for Louisville. Look, I'm not surprised that it happened. It just surprised me that he committed in the first place. It just tells me that Max sold him something and that he talked to more people and watched the situation and was like, I don't know if what he sold me is true. I'm pulling the plug because, I mean, we've had U of L commitments on here before talking about how Max said, oh, yeah, don't worry about that. All those guys are gone. We're fighting the NCAA. Well, when you fight the NCAA in situations like this, usually the NCAA wins. And I think Bryce Hopkins probably was talking to people around him and saying, is this the right move for me? They're still in the middle of this battle. What's this mean for me next season? And they're like, look, man, you probably want to pull back out of this.
You might be able to save that for the mixtape, Mitch. I would say this. I agree with you. For the most part, I agree with the analysis of, hey, NCAA, hey, NCAA, hey, NCAA. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I'm not at the Rummage level or the Ethan Moore level, but I am of the understanding that there are things going. The problem I have is we haven't seen Chris Mack prove it at the recruiting level yet.
No.
And this thought process that the NCAA is going to be done, you know, in a year, 2 years, whatever it is, and it's just going to open the faucet up of five stars that are going to commit to Chris Mack, I also don't buy. I think he has a sweet spot.
Yep.
And I think his sweet spot is, you know, not top 30 kids. And that's what makes this one hurt.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Is he went out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's what makes this one hurt. So I'm willing to listen to the NCAA stuff. I'm not willing to make it my only point of analysis. And I feel like that is going to be my biggest issue is that, is anytime something uber positive doesn't happen, anytime someone decommits or goes elsewhere, whatever it may be, it's going to be NCAA, NCAA, NCAA. 100% NCAA,
yeah.
And then anytime you get somebody, it's, well, the NCAA doesn't matter. It's like, okay, which one is it?
Pick one.
There's a level of inconsistency there.
Yeah.
Now, that's not today's show, but that is a show at a different time that we're going to talk about that.
Right.
Because I don't totally buy it.
Also, you have to look at the high-profile guys that Chris Mack did get in his first class. When you mentioned them, Samuel Williamson, Aiden Gahan, Samuel Williamson, one five-star that he's gotten, Aiden Gahan, four-star. And we found out later that Aiden Gahan was a four-star, but he really wasn't a four-star. You know what I mean? Samuel Williamson was a five-star, really wasn't a five-star. I mean, Gahan probably more on the three-star line, Samuel Williamson more on the four-star line. So it's like his evaluation of guys is much different than, say, a John Calipari or Coach K, Bill Self, those type of individuals. I think you're right on the money with the sweet spot. And he's going to be forced more and more into that sweet spot now that Bryce Hopkins pulled the plug.
Mitch, what are you doing tonight? What's Mitchell Hannigan's life look like tonight as we get you into your Monday evening here on ESPN Louisville?
Oh, some Red Dead, some that's pretty much it.
What's on the menu tonight?
Oh, I'm going to be ordering. I haven't gone grocery shopping in like 2 weeks, so I've been like eating out every day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You've been limping it along. Yeah.
Yeah. Limping it to Friday.
Limping it to Friday. All right. Well, good stuff.
Did you see the tweet I just sent you?
No. What did you send us?
Oh, at Lock Talk. Trump just left his press conference after less than 5 minutes. Was literally mid-sentence when someone whispered in his ear and he immediately bolted. It's locked,
you know,
Twitter
what?
Now.
Let's all unfollow him. Could we do a coordinated effort at the station to unfollow Locke? Because he would notice.
You would notice.
He would.
I disagree. I don't think he would.
He would notice.
Oh, he would notice.
He
would notice.
There are
absolutely
a few people that he would completely be. He would be very sad if there were like four people from the station that unfollowed him.
He doesn't check his mentions, though, so he checks who follows him.
Here we go.
Mitch, you buying this lie?
Mitch,
what kind of lies are you buying?
You're buying
this. Are you the most gullible person? Locke doesn't check his mentions?
This is like college football fan
level.
We trust in our system lie. Like, yeah. Like I trust that the Big Ten's doing the right thing or whatever.
I trust in Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your problem?
Mitch.
He doesn't check his mentions.
He does, too.
Oh, my goodness.
He loves checking those follows.
Yeah, don't listen to the lies. Don't
also, everyone's tweeting this Trump stuff. Like, he's like his press conference was 5 minutes, and a Secret Service agent came up. And
probably because there's something going on.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Another bomb went off in Beirut.
It's not good.
Nothing's good right now.
It could also be a question he just didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
He did that the other day.
Yeah, breeze right on through it.
What do you think of Trump, Mitch?
Bonus hour next. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I thought that you should have went to break right there.
I probably should have.
What do we have tomorrow? Anything? What do we know what's going on? Anything? We don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, there's going to be new news on this. We're going to find out. The ACC is going to kick it down the road just a little bit more. You already know it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, you know, they did wait till everyone got on campus. I love it. They're still practicing.
Yes.
Like hey, you might not want to do that, right? I thought it was the most dangerous thing ever to practice football. Let's not practice football. How about that?
We had to cancel at 11 a.m. this morning. There was a team, I think it was Iowa or somebody like that, like had to cancel practice because the Big Ten was like, "Now we're done." They had to cancel all day long.
Boy. Well, tomorrow we answer the question that everyone wants to know. What does Puma Pass think of COVID-19? Bonus hour next.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.